Good evening. Welcome to Youth Beat Radio, 98.3, 102.1, FM Community Radio for Columbus. I am Rebecca Beard, and it's a pleasure to have you listening tonight. Tonight on Youth Beat Radio, we will be highlighting Barrick Recreation Center. Barrick Recreation Center was founded in 1964 on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. Recreation centers are a common place where members in the community can gather and enjoy a variety of leisure activities. These leisure activities can range from sports to performing arts, fine arts to health programs, and educational activities, just to name a few. Rec centers provide not only programs for all members of the family, but a sense of community. And Barrick Recreation Center has been doing just that, providing a sense of community to multiple generations since 1964. We will have the pleasure of hearing from Cheyenne Roselle, playwright and director of the upcoming musical stage play, The South Side Shall Rise Again, along with a few cast members. And we'll also have an opportunity to hear from one of the directors of the ASP program at Barrick. This is a violence reduction initiative started by our very own mayor, Michael B. Coleman. So stay tuned, keep that dial locked, and find out more about the positive things that are taking place on the south side of Columbus. And remember, you're listening to 98.3, 102.1 FM Community Radio for Columbus. Learning more about the APS program. APS was started in the summer of 2011 by Mayor Michael B. Coleman as a response to the increase of youth violence in the city from previous summers. The purpose of the APS program is to enrich the lives of Columbus youth and young adults ages 14 through 21 by connecting individuals and their families to programs and services focused on building life skills, character development, employment, post-secondary education, and other components that foster success in life. AP stands for Applications for Purpose, Pride, and Success. Now we will hear from Mr. Hicks, a faithful team member that is dedicated to reaching the lives of youth on the south side of Columbus. Remember, you are listening to 98.3, 102.1, Community Radio for Columbus. So what is the APS program?
Okay, APS stands for Applications of Purpose, Pride, and Success. Mm-hmm. And 2.5 years ago, we were having a problem with kids shooting at police officers. So Mayor Mike Coleman, the mayor, started the program. So Mayor Mike said, look, he got on TV and said, look, my cops need to go home. You pick up a gun towards them, they're going to shoot you. Now, that can't be all we do. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up the centers. We're going to open up a center on the east side of town so that kids can come off the street. So we're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday till 11:30. so that, you know, youth can come off the street, 14 to 22. Then we also have intervention workers, is what you want to write. We have intervention workers who actually go out into the street and they engage kids on the street. You know, if they have any needs, we try to meet them, job, drug and alcohol problems. If they have problems with other kids in the neighborhood, any gang stuff, they try to engage them. And then we have them here and we provide programming. We have basketball, we have drama at Barrett, we have dance. Like I said, we have girls group, drumming group now. So basically, we just providing a safe, positive place for teenagers to come. That's what APPS is about.
So about how many participants do you guys see on a day-to-day basis?
In the summer, we average 70 kids in here. In the fall, like we'll have about 50 or so. Like yesterday, we had about 55 youth. Tonight, you can see they're coming in anyway. And we have a good relationship here with the regular community rec, so it's a smooth transition. Like it's already as soon as the rest of our staff come, the other staff can just go and just smoothly turns over. So about, now on Thursday when we had a basketball league and the other stuff, we might have 85, 90 kids in it. But we average out at Barrett about at 65 youth. Yep, staff.
How long have you been working with the APPS program?
I've been here. I've been with APPS the whole time except the first summer, so 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And at first I was up at Linden, the Linden APPS. And then when they opened the South Side, I requested my supervisor to come over to the South Side. Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen tremendous change. And also, like, there's four what they call program specialists, which I'm one of. We're still part-time, but we have more hours. So we also go into the schools and do groups in, like in the South Side. We'll do the schools around our area during the school year and then, you know, invite them over in the evening. So
the APPS program is on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, the same time every day to provide meals or snacks or refreshments.
From time to time, it depends. Like on Thursdays, because the health department's here, comes on Thursday. And part of their program is they do a snack. We've had cooking classes. Like one of my staff guys, he's a chef, pretty much. So, you know, we've had classes and all the kids could eat that. But that's a need. That's one of the things we're looking at because our kids are always hungry. But food and programming has always been problematic, but we're working on it now.
Yeah, so I was going to kind of lead in right into about how do you feel the APPS program has either suffered or benefited from the funding cuts when it comes to the recreation centers. Like a lot of recreation centers have been unfortunately being closed down and different things like that. How do you see that affecting our communities, our children?
Right.
And what do you think the APPS program needs to order to sustain?
Well, those are really two different questions because a lot of the rec centers that were closed, it was before APPS came online. And with the kind of, especially in Columbus, the turn in the economy in Columbus, a lot of our centers have reopened. And with the emphasis from the mayor, you know, this is the mayor's program, so he put it in parks and rec. So we personally did not suffer from the downturn when the economy downturned. And being Mayor Mike's program, we haven't suffered. I mean, everything's tight, but we're fine. Mm-hmm. Our budget is fine.
So what do you think would be some things that could benefit in the program? Like, what do you, the needs, like you said, that you see?
And I'm hoping it should be on the way. We have, here at Barrett, we're in need of a computer center. Mm-hmm. We have the space. I think they're on the way. But if we have a computer center, we have some charter schools. Like folks out just and some others. I talked to another who, because their kids work on the computer, they can come here. Mm-hmm. If they're here already, they can go in the computer lab and do some work. And that's in the works now. And they're willing to send a teacher over to get that done. So I think computers, one thing is always, we have a challenge throughout all of recreation park is engaging females, girls. because traditionally it's been like, you know, the guys,
sports,
yeah, and the girls just come and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So we've made a concerted effort. We had girls volleyball last year. We have a girls group with the dance, you mm-hmm. know, hip hop dance with BHB right. and stuff. You know, we have more girls, I think, than the other sites. But that for me is an emphasis how to engage our girls in a positive way. So they just don't have to hang out. You know, they have things for them. So that's to me, the computer.
And engaging activities for the females.
Engaging activities for females. Okay. Employment. That would be another one. Employment for our youth.
I know you talked about the progress within the children that you have seen, but have you seen that then reflect in the community? Like, how do you know about, like, if crime rates have gone down okay. since that program has been in place? Or
right. I don't have those numbers, but I know that. Community involvement. And I contribute this to the director of the center, Mark Stansberry. We are really a community center. Mm-hmm. We have families coming in. We have adults coming in. And I think it was the only center that has the whole Southeast Area Commission meets here. So that means all the separate civic associations come here and they meet here right now. It may change, but it's like we're the hub in a lot of ways of a lot of community involvement. I don't know. I couldn't quote mm-hmm. numbers as far as a decrease in crime. Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, I probably would say we make a difference. We provide an opportunity, but I wouldn't say, hey, look, because we've been here for a year and a half, we have decreased crime. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that. But I would say there's a lot of kids, or there's a number of kids who have been benefited that I would say there's a correlation that they're not out there on the streets. And also from our intervention workers being out there on the street, that there's a decrease, but I couldn't say, hey, look, we're seeing this, because there's an increase in crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is publicized. I get it every morning, you know, who been shot, who I might come up right now. But,
this is exactly why we're doing things like that, to highlight that there are positive things that are happening in our communities. My name is Rebecca, and this is Youth Beat Radio. You just heard Mr. Hicks speaking on the apps. It is so great to hear about positive organizations that are dedicated to the future of our young people. Don't go anywhere, because up next is none other than Mr. Cheyenne Roselle, director and playwright of the musical stage play The South Side Shall Rise Again. You are listening to 98.3 102.1 FM Community Radio for Columbus.
Favorite sport. Uh-huh. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Come on.
I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on. I like slam dunk to take me to the hoop.
Yeah.
My favorite play is the alley-oop. Uh-huh. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. And it's basketball. Bow wow. Let's go. No telling what I'm gonna do with it.
Okay.
When I got possession, I'ma act a fool with it. I might cross you up and fake one way. Turn around and hit you with the MJ fadeaway.
Woo!
I'm throwing down passes like J. Kidd, taking cats to the rack, and I'm dunking on them right. See, Mac, when I'm in the plane, I play with that rhymes on style.
Put it up now.
Put it up now.
All around the world.
Hello, and welcome back to Youth Beat Radio. I am Rebecca Beard, and you're listening to 98.3, 102.1 FM Community Radio for Columbus. Up next, we have none other than Mr. Cheyenne Roselle, director of the upcoming musical stage play, The South Side Shall Rise Again. This play will be held at Berwick Recreation Center on December 20th, 2013 at 5 o'clock p.m. So I am here with the mastermind behind the South Side play, The South Side Shall Rise Again. I'm sorry, The South Side Shall Rise Again with Mr. Cheyenne Roselle. Okay. So tell me what the play is about.
Well, the play is basically about the South Side of Columbus, Ohio. Its history, how different generations have grown up and dealt with diversity and adversity on the South Side. And it's pretty much basically a history story.
So you wrote this play. What inspired you to write this play?
Well, with the help of a buddy of mine, we decided that we would need to uplift the South Side, so to speak, and let everyone know the history of the South Side, the East Side, the North Side, and the West Side. They all need to know the history of each other, and I guess we're going to be the first side of town who's going to do that. And I'm very excited about the play. I'm very nervous. The kids been working very hard, I just can't wait till it's all said and done.
So is this the first play screenplay you've ever put together?
Actually, it's not. I did a play called Crystal Clear. It was maybe about 6 or 7 years ago with some middle schoolers, and they pulled it off. And it was a little more more euthanized, so to speak, back then. But now it's a lot of ages from back then it was ages 5 to like 14 years old. Now it's from 14 to 23 year old.
Those are the right ages of individuals who are part of the play.
Who's part of the play now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with that age limit, it gives teenagers, our young folk, and their parents an inside look at their lives, their generations growing up, and showing them the history of the South Side and what it is and what it's become to this day.
I think it's awesome. When I heard about what was going on about the play and I heard information, I was like, wow, that's great, because it brings that sense of community. Because when you are, especially if you just moved into the neighborhood, or individuals who lived here, and since we have lost that sense of community, no one knows what it was like.
Right.
And we just have neighborhoods these days. We don't have communities.
Right.
And so to learn that, what the history in where you live, and to know where you've come from and what's going on and what you can look to see, I think it's great to just to have that and have the young people a part of it, because it brings pride into what they have. And sometimes
right.
when you have
exactly.
you're proud of where you live and where you come from, then you take care of where you
right.
live and where you
exactly.
come from.
Exactly. And that's basically the whole point. Once again, from the South Side in the early 1930s until now has been through a lot of adversity and things like that. Back in the 30s, I didn't know myself that rec centers weren't built. The kids didn't have rec centers and parks like Schiller Park or Franklin Park or Berwick Park, recreation parks, to go play and get energy and exercise. And it kind of blew me away to know that 4, 5, 6 generations back didn't have things like that. And now we as adults and our kids are complaining about they don't have places to go, when back in those days, they really didn't have places to go. No
mm-hmm.
centers. No, they didn't have no places to go shoot basketball inside or out. Things like that. So, it's like I said, I'm very excited to bring a part of the South Side to the whole city of Columbus.
Well, thank you so much, because me, I'm not from Columbus,
mm-hmm.
Ohio. So it's interesting to see, you know, what it was like before I lived here. I've only been here for about 13 years, I'll say. Oh, okay. So I've been here, but I really haven't, not to know all the things that, all the changes that has been made, and the South Side, and I'll say Barrick Recreation Center has really done a lot to build up their community and to uplift the community. And I think this play will definitely be an encouragement to all generations, like you said.
Yeah, of course.
Just to restore hope and restore our community back to what it could, or back to where it was, and just show people what it can be.
Right, exactly.
And so I thank you so much. When is the play, and where is it going
to
be?
December the 20th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Barrick Recreation Center. That's 580 East Woodrow Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43207. Kids are not just outside doing drugs or being criminal-minded and getting into trouble, but they're out doing something with their talents, singing, dancing, rapping, acting, all of that, writing. And once again, like I said, I'm excited. I'm excited more for the kids because they get to express themselves.
Right. Yeah. And they can see what they can do when they're given the opportunity to express themselves, because our young people are so talented.
Right.
And unfortunately, sometimes we don't get a chance to see that, especially with the news and the things that they portray. We don't get to see them putting on plays and them being excited to act and to dance and to show what they can do for their community. And they're so excited, and it just warms my heart to see how excited they are and passionate about being involved in this play.
Right.
You know, something that they didn't know about. They're learning the history, and they're excited for other people to learn that.
Exactly.
And so when young people are excited about history, I mean, that's an exciting thing.
Right.
And so I thank you for, you know, just allowing them into using the young people, because you could have used adults, you could have used anyone.
Yeah. Well, we're not only using the age limit 14 through 23. We have some adults that are in the play as well. As myself, I may be playing maybe one or two parts with makeup, make myself look different, but yeah, it's going to be exciting. It gets the kids a chance to express themselves and show their talent and keep them out of trouble, most important.
And I heard that you may be singing?
Yes. I may do a little bit of that, and as well as the kids also.
So don't you want to give us a little sneak peek of what we may hear?
Well, you... Not to too much give it away, but you're going to hear a little old school, a little new school, things like that. But basically, I want to consider myself as the Tyler Perry of the hood, because I love working with kids. I've been working with kids for 9, going on 11 years, and these kids are very talented in Columbus, and they need a door, they need a window, they need an avenue to follow suit with that, to get in the music business or get into acting or whatever it is, wardrobe, fashion, you name it. It gives the kids a open door avenue for them to achieve, you know, their talents and their dreams.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Cheyenne, for having a vision and carrying it out. I believe just by hearing you and the actors that are involved, it is going to be a great turnout and success, and I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I am Rebecca Beard, and I am here with Sahara, Amina, and Casey. They are all individuals who are part of the South Side Play. So, Sahara, can you tell me about your involvement with the South Side Play?
With the South Side Play, I am Nikki in the play. Nikki is the daughter of Miss Smith, and she's like very attitude-wise and stuff like that. She find out that her mom is was on the phone with the real tailor, and they're moving to a new house, and then she's not happy with the choice, but then like the mom really doesn't care what she does. But playing that character is so fun, and then attitude wise, I really like it and love it.
Okay. Amina, what is your role with the South Side Play?
Well, I'm playing Leslie, which is Crystal's best friend and Justin's sister. And basically, I don't have a big part in the play right now, but, you know, I really enjoy it. And
Casey?
Well, I play the part of Miss Smith and Miss Planks. For me, I feel really good playing the part of Miss Smith because she's like a really good mother. And when I'm on stage, I feel really calm and relaxed. Like, I really fit into the character. I put my whole mind to it. And, like, Planks, she works like a pizza place. It's like, it's called Planks. It's been a part of the community for a long time. And it's been a part of the Southside High School, too. And kids come down there, like, work and do stuff just to earn, like pizza. She'll give you food and everything. She'll help you out. So, yep, I really fit into my characters, and I really like them very much.
Have any of you all acted before?
Yep. I did.
You have?
I did, but I think this is my favorite play out of all. I really enjoy this play. And then coming to practice, I can't wait till the practice time. It's just so fun seeing these girls. I love you guys.
I love you too. Well, tell me why people should come out and support the Southside play.
People should support the Southside play because it's because of our history. And then, like, if they come out and support it, they will like see themselves in our characters. They will know, like, they will really enjoy it. It's so fun. And
well, I believe people should come out and watch the Southside play because it's very interesting and it actually teaches a lesson, you know. The characters remind me of everyday life, and you know, some of them are like reality characters, you know. Everything in the play, like in reality, like the Planks Cafe and everything else, and Miss Smith, that character reminds me of my own auntie, you know. She acts the same way and everything, so it's
another. Yeah, people can find themselves in those characters. They can be like, oh, these kids were really doing something good. They really like play. You can laugh. Sometimes there be sad moments. Sometimes you just, like, there be energetic moments. Like, at the end, we're going to be, like, doing, like, a dance thing. And they're going to, like, the South and Mary and Franklin, they're going to be, like, battling each other and stuff. So it's, like, a really fun play. Like, y'all should really come and watch because y'all would really have fun, like,
Come out and see the Southside play. Southside shall rise again.
There you have it. The Southside Shall Rise Again, musical stage play. Please come out and support on Friday, December 20th at 5 p.m. at Barrick Recreation Center. That's 580 Woodrow Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43207. You've been listening to another edition of Youth Beat Radio. Contact us at youthbeat@osu.edu or check us out online at youthbeat.osu.edu and Facebook. Youth Beat Radio is sponsored by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The views expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors. Thank you.